USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K formula flip kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real Realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K formula flip kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K formula flip kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K flip kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Senate Republican version of a pandemic stimulus bill misses the mark in many ways. The California Democrat says it fails to provide aid to state and local governments. Also,
it does nothing. There are millions of kids who are food insecure. Millions, maybe 14 million in our country, food insecure. He has nothing for that.
She was speaking on MSNBC, the founder of a very popular band that was formed in the 1970s has passed away.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall? Get your back up on the wall.
Cool and the Gang co-founder Ronald Calise-Vell died in the U.S. Virgin Islands at 68. His band, known for this song and around a dozen more hits, like Ladies' Night and Jungle Boogie.
Come on then, get down.
No cause of death has been reported, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be hosts of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.